ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahif al-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin. We go to the part in supplication number 8 where the Imam alayhi salamullah seeks refuge in Allah from wa mukhalafat al-huda wa sinat al-ghafla. And he talks about opposing guidance and the sleep of heedlessness. Today, inshallah, we want to talk about ghafla or heedlessness. Ghafla in Arabic, it means when a person is not aware of his surrounding, and for a moment he loses track of things. So not that he's not completely aware, but during his awareness he kind of slips away. Have you seen people that when you talk to them, they're present, they're listening to you, but you can tell that the mind is not there? That's a form of ghafla. And sometimes a person completely zones out. He disappears out of the picture. And this is also what we call ghafla. But what the Imam alayhi salam is talking about here is, he's talking about the ghafla or heedlessness when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and you, we've been told to constantly monitor our dealings and our communications with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we forget for a moment what we're doing, then obviously we fall in the trap of shaitan, because that's where he gets me, when I am in the state of heedlessness and ghafla. Let us take a short break and then we will be right back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We're talking about the concept or the word ghafla, heedlessness, when a person just goes into a sleep and he forgets about everything around him. Now, obviously, we only care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this regard, where a person becomes unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we become unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that's the time when we open the gates to shaitan to get into our souls and into our minds. Most of the sins that we commit, it is because we drop the signal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we fall into the sleep of heedlessness. Now, sometimes it could be a moment, sometimes it could take longer, and sometimes it becomes a way of life. There are those who, if you look at them, you see that they have drowned up to their necks in terms of sins and in terms of consuming haram. It is only because they are no longer aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the Quran, He calls them ghafilin, those who are not aware of whatever is around them. So you can see that in many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He condemns those who are ghafilin. And for example, He says, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَةِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا عَنَا غَافِلِينَ, that we made them, we took revenge from them, and we made them drown in the river. He's talking about the people of Fir'aun. Why? For two reasons. One, they denied the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and two, they were unaware of the ayat as well. Me and you, we are constantly surrounded by the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, we seem to forget. Yet, we seem to fall into this sleep, this heedlessness when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam saying, oh Allah, please do not put me in the stage or the state where I am considered to be ghafil. And inshallah, as you will see in episodes to come, that we will discuss this ghafla in many ways and many types, because there are different types and ways where a person could become a ghafil. And it is one of the worst stages one could be. Let us take a short break and then we will come back inshallah.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, the Imam alayhi salam, he's seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sleepness of heedlessness. So there's two things here. Sinatil ghafla. So sinna is also a form of sleep, but a person is not completely asleep. He's half awake, half asleep. And I'm pretty sure all of us being in this state, when you get too tired, and if, for example, if you're too tired and you're sitting on the couch or in the chair or in bed, and then you drift away, you can hear noises, and you can, for example, you can hear the TV and everything else, but you start to kind of not asleep but half asleep, or you're about to fall asleep. This is what we call sinna, and that's why when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it says لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala neither take this break in terms of being tired and almost sleepy, nor does he sleep. So he mentioned two words, sinatin, wala nom. Nor does he sleep, nor does he even, you know, fades away in terms of not being aware around him. So the Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he's bringing these two words together, and he says, wasinatil ghafla. So now we have a sleep, sort of a sleep, and we have an awareness and heedlessness. If you combine them together, we're going to have a recipe for disaster in terms of our iman and in terms of our belief. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt, they emphasize so much on trying to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And especially when it comes to the Ahlul Bayt and the hadith that talks about death. And they say, whatever you do, do not become ghafil and unaware and heedless of death. Because death is something that is like a ghost that is always chasing me. So each minute I take, each breath I take, each second I take, I come closer to my death. But how many of us are aware of it? Very few of us are actually paying attention to that. So most of us are in the stage or a state of ghafla. What we need to do is wake up. So in order for us to be aware. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد